got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off.
I know that we'll have a ball. If we get down, go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out. I want to let it go. Let's go way out. Face out. I'm losing all control.
Fill up my cup. Mazel tov. Look at her dancing. Just take it off. Let's paint the town. We'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. 'Cause I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Hey! Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey!
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash.
Smash.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock.
Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top.
Top. Top. Top. Top.
Feel the shot. Body rock. Rock it. Don't stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Round and round. Up and down. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Keep it, keep it, keep it up. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Okay, live and direct from the Ice Palace here on the campus of Bracken County High School in Brooksville, Kentucky. A little problem signing on, not to be expected. Overflow crowd, Bracken County partying like it's 1998 after their ball club defeats Calvary Christian 72-70 here this afternoon. The crowd is thinned out considerably. Hopefully we can keep our internet signal up do the best we can. We've had good luck the first couple days, and hopefully we'll be able to do a good job here this evening for the girls' championship game as our 10-win, 4-loss Lady Stangs come to Brooksville in search of Brossard's 13th All-A 10th Region Championship. Paris has got a few. They have 7 Class A championships dating back 2002, 2004, 2000, or I'm sorry, 2002, then 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 during the realm of Terrence Brooks. Brossard, 12-time champs, 97, 01, 03, 12, 13, 14, 19, 20, and 21. Brossard won 5 before Paris ever won their first one, and Brossard has won 6 since Brossard won since Paris won their last. Brossard are past state champs back in 1999. Dan, you know, kind of an anticlimactic feel here is, man, high tension. Everybody wanted to show up, be a part of Bracken County. Boys winning their first 10th Region A since 1998, but the crowd's thinned out considerably, and our ladies wearing their green travel uniforms, thank you, Jesus, will take on the Paris Lady Hounds. Will, what do we know about those two teams?
Well, I tell you, this on paper here, this is a pretty good matchup. We're 10-4. Paris is 9-4. And looking down Paris' schedule, out of their 9 victories, they got some very big wins, I would consider. They got a win against Henry Clay, Montgomery County, Collins, and Fern Creek. So those are four very big schools that Little Class A Paris went to and took care of business. So they got 9 wins against 4 losses, and their 4 losses were pretty close games other than in the GRC game, which I think they're probably heads and shoulders above most.
Absolutely.
Of the 10. So that's nothing to be ashamed of. But you know, how we match up, I'm just watching Paris warm up out here. They look quick. They look athletic. They got some good size. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us. I mean, it's going to be
– this is going to be a walk.
Yeah, no walk in the park for sure for either team, actually.
Right. Paris comes in, winners of 7 of their last 8. And our only common opponent was Montgomery County, 60-56. Paris defeated them. Meanwhile, our girls lost by 14, but yeah. Very, very early in the season. And basically, you can pretty much throw that result out. So we'll have 32 minutes of 10th Region Championship Girls Basketball to decide who goes to Richmond, EKU, and who takes on the 9th Region champs, Covington Holy Cross. Brossard comes in. We saw them. They got here by defeating Nicholas County 43-26. And then in a very lackluster effort or performance, 36-25 over Bracken County here on Tuesday night. The Paris Lady Hounds defeated St. Patrick 58-39 and took care of business against Robertson County 54-39. Their scorers, Jamie Cowan, 13.2 a game, and Sana Jackson, 13.5 a game. The Lady Hounds average 52 points a game, shoot 35% from the field, 25% from three-point land, and Cowan is the chairman of the boards with 9.5 rebounds. Brossard, Lauren Mock, Molly Kramer, Madison Parker on any given day, 9.3-7.9. Bentley Fisher from beyond the arc, a threat at 43%. Parker, 67% free throw shooter. So, you know, it is what it is. Stats mean absolutely nothing. We've got to do a good job playing defense on the boards, hit the shots, the high percentage shots when we get them, and run our offenses and have confidence in what it is that we're doing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As the clock hits 0 here, we're going to announce the starting lineups and get ready to go.
All right. Let's see what we can do with the starting lineups. Brossard will be the visiting team on the scoreboard.
Cheerleaders in the house for this one.
Yep. Big event. I see Carrie's got her camera. Terry Bemker asked for a couple pictures from Nissen for the Northern Kentucky Tribune. Those are the Lady Stags being introduced to the crowd on hand here at Bracken County. Bentley Fisher, a senior. Here comes Molly Kramer, the Deer Slayer. She wears number 20, and it's a 5'8 guard. And Olivia Lloyd wears 24, 5'6 junior. Lauren Mock, the senior, 5'10 forward. And Madison Parker, the floor general, wears number 4, a 5'5 senior guard. For the Paris Lady Hounds, they are wearing white trimmed in gold.
Brooklyn White,
a freshman forward. Number 24, Jamie Cowan. You heard us talk about her. She is a junior forward. Number 11, a senior, Nia Kenny, a 6-foot center. Number 14, Sana Jackson, 5'8 junior guard. And rounding out the Paris 5, wearing number 5 is Tori Dumpert, a 5'4 freshman.
Well, like any game, it's going to start with our defense up high. I'm sure we're going to pressure the ball as always and try and get some steals and get some frustrations on their point guard, not let them get in their sets. Let's see how it works out. Lauren's going to jump center here against White. Let's see who gets the tip. Looks like White's got a couple inches on Lauren, so let's see if Lauren can get up and get this one.
All right, ball is about to be placed in the air, and we are underway. Neither lady able to hit the ball at the top of the jump, and Paris comes away with the basketball. They'll be moving from left to right. Penetration by Sonny Jackson. You're calling the play-by-play.
Nope.
Take it away.
As we speak, we're going to have our first jump all the game as Tori Dumpert just a little short on left-handed layup. Ball come down, tied up. It's going to be Brossard ball in possession. Libby Lloyd doing inbound it. Paris going to be content to fall back and pick up about half court. Madison's going to walk it up. Holds one finger in the air, and here we go. Left side, looking for Bentley in the corner, not there. Lauren around the corner, going to the house. No foul. She got her own rebound, but she was standing out of bounds. So blocked back into the hands of Lauren on the take from the right side. Again, she was standing on the baseline, so Paris going to take over possession. Going to walk it up. Madison's
going
to pick her up.
Big strong move by Lauren. Unfortunately, put it into the side of the backboard.
Yep. And Lauren takes it away. As we talked, they tried to go inside to the post to Cowan, and Lauren intercepted. So we're back on offense here. Madison looking to get something going. Over to Bentley.
Paris picking them up man-to-man, nice and high.
Olivia back to Madison. Madison looking at a cutter. Not there. Molly on the cut. Madison decided to take it to the basket. A little short on the right side. Little contact. Nothing called. Paris down with a rebound. Madison with a good hustle on the back tip, and then she got fouled after she gained possession. Yep. Foul's going to be on Jackson, her first. A good hustle by Madison. She came from behind, got the back tip, retrieved it, and when she got to the ball, a collision with the Paris girl, and foul called on Paris. Bentley inbound to Madison. She'll walk it up on the left side. Looking for the screen for Molly. With Olivia. Olivia to Lauren. Lauren's setting up. Nothing there. Tries to drive. Cuts off. Down to Molly down low. Molly gets a lot of contact. Nothing on that right side. Paris comes away with the ball. Some contact there. What we're going to call? We're going to call a block on Madison.
The official woefully out of position to make the call all the way up here at the free throw line.
Yep. He was looking for help from his buddy, and he wasn't going to give him any, so he went ahead and called the block. So first one on Madison. Jackson's going to shoot two. He missed the shot attempt, so two free throws, and she makes the first one. Jackson behind the basket here on number two, a little short. Rebound, bound, all the way back out to the shooter. She puts it up, misses, gets her own rebound. Goes back up and gets fouled.
Oh!
Call, wave the basket off and call a jump ball.
Jump ball.
Oh, my. Good strong move there by Jackson. She got her own rebound, went up strong through traffic, but they called a tied up ball beforehand. Paris's ball, they're going to inbound underneath. Again, our view kind of obstructed here from the official. And what I've seen out of that was Callen got the inbound pass, put it up, and got fouled.
Callen's big girl and, nice soft touch.
Olivia with the foul. Okay, her first. Team second. Callen with the deuce. Looking for the three-point play, and she gets it. The 4-0 lead here for Paris. Madison's content to walk it up here again. Coach Parker shouts some instructions. Back to Livy on the top. Back to Bentley. Bentley with the pass it inside. Lauren, little drive on the left side, throws it up and misses but gets fouled, so she's going to go to the line. Callen with the foul, so her first and a team second. So both teams with two-team fouls so far. And Lauren's got two free throws coming. First one in the air, and we're on the board. First one good by Lauren. Looks at a 4-1 ball game, and she's going to shoot one more.
Hopefully the law of averages will catch up with us on our free throw shooting exploits in this.
In and out on that one. Rebound by Kenny. Paris going to push it up. Madison takes it away, going to the house from the left side. And good. Nice job by Madison. Doing what she always does. Causing trouble for the ball handler. Took it away. So a 4-3 ball game here. Paris wants to walk. Walk it up. Over in front of Broadstreet Bench on the drive. Tipped out of bounds by Bentley. No, didn't quite go out. Paris retrieved it. He got possession. Lauren Mock with a steal. Going down for the left side. Ball tipped away. Again, our view's obstructed a little bit here. I believe they're going to Paris stock that out of bounds. So, no harm. Going to be a Broadstreet ball underneath our basket here. Trying to get a view. Lauren's going to inbound. Into Madison. Madison to Bentley. Bentley looking inside. Nothing there. Back out top to Lauren. Olivia Lloyd thought about it. Madison back out top. Going to reset. Lauren posting up. Molly thought about it. Start all over here with Madison. Directing traffic. Madison is. Molly in the triple threat. Thought about it. Over to Lauren from top of the key. Ball's in the air. No good. Rebound. Bounce around. And retrieved by Paris. Jackson's going to walk it up. Picked up by Parker. Now Mock's over here. Molly.
Oh, wow. How can you be that far around and get? I know that. I'm well aware of it.
Okay.
No, I don't think.
We're on the wireless connection, so there's nothing. Guess we keep going for tape reasons.
Yep.
Pass inside to Molly. Molly gets a block. It's her own rebound. Bentley with the ball in the air. A little long. Rebound up. Paris comes away with bodies all over the floor. We have three Foster girls on the floor. Paris wants to run. Good defense by Bentley.
Ooh, nice move by
Callen, yeah.
24, Jamie Callen. She's the real deal.
So she's going to get two more free throws. The foul's going to be called on Bentley. So first foul on her. Team third. Things are going to slow up here a minute. Catch your breath. And Callen's going to shoot two if he makes the first one. Callen's going to get one more. 5-3 ball game. They get 6-3 ball game in favor of Paris as Callen hits them both. All right, Brosh are going to walk it up in the hands of Madison Parker. Bella Rowe in the game. Madison thought about it. Trying to drive baseline, cut off, out to Bella. Bentley in the air, three, no good. Long rebound by Madison Parker. We're going to keep possession.
Again, our three-point shots look good. They're right
there.
They
really do.
The same as they did against Bracken the other night. Unfortunately, not falling.
No, they do look good, though. I'm sure we're going to continue to shoot. There's an 18-footer by Madison. Hits nothing. Rebound by Paris, and they're going to run. Molly cuts her up high. Stops the push high. Good job. Ooh, dribbled off her leg, no call. Molly with a block and a rebound. Nice defense by Molly Kramer. Gets it to Madison.
Need a bucket, trailing 6-3, 3:27.
Molly's got it on the short corner. A little short corner shot.
Yeah.
Made it. Bounced around, and fell in. So 2 points by Molly. Makes it a 6-5 ball game in favor of Paris. Rossford back on defense. Jackson's walking it up. A little pass around, trying to penetrate, but Rossford cutting off every opportunity. Got a dead ball. We got a... Ooh.
Closely guarded, and then the whistle comes in.
Yeah. I got a... Bentley, I think. Yep. It's going to be her second, so she's going to take a seat quickly off the bench as Alexis Cave into the game. So, 14 foul committed by Brossard here in the first quarter. Still got 2:57 to go in the first quarter. Again, the official is right in front of us trying to watch the game, so our apologies if we missed something here. Bella's out, guarding Dumford. Back over to Jemiah Bell, who's in the game for Paris. She's looking for something down low. Deflected by Alexis right into Bell's hand. Ball's off of Paris. Yeah, kicked off Paris' leg, and Brosser's going to get possession. So good job by Alexis. Got in the pace lane, got her hands in there, arms in the way, and got the deflection. 6-5, 2:37 to go here. Still in the first period. Madison dribbles right side. Back to the top key to Bella. Bella to Lauren. Back in the corner to Molly. Molly with a post entry to Alexis. Back to Lauren, trying to drive. Bella looking to make something happen. Nobody there. Comes back left. Ball tipped away, but Madison picked it up. Keep possession. Paris is quick. They're cutting us off on any drive we're trying to make. They got quick feet. There's a skip over to Bella. Bella did a good job to come get that pass. And we're going to set something up. Madison's going to back it out. Dribble it out, set it up, down to Bella. Bella looked at it, trying to get it to Molly off the roll. Not there. Alexis Cave with a 15-footer. In, out, no good. Molly crashing the boards, got some rebound. Nice job, Molly Kramer.
Yep.
Good, strong rebound, went straight back up it and got fouled.
Great second effort.
Jemiah Bell with her first foul and the team's third. Molly Kramer is going to go to the line for two free throws. Come on, 2-0. We need him here. On the air, bounces around and off. First one, no good. Here comes Claire. Claire's going to give Madison a break. Madison's got that one foul, so give her a little break. Give her a breather. Molly's eyeing the second one. It's up, and it's money. One for two from the line for Molly for 3 points on the night in the 6-6 ball game. Then Jackson slowly walking it up. Spouting orders to her teammates, trying to get them set. Coming off a high ball screen. Instead, she takes about a 23-footer and nothing but net. Wow. All right, design play there. Again, she was 2-3 feet behind the three-point line. Top of the key, nailed it. So Claire's going to run the point here over to Lauren. Lauren trying to drive baseline. She's cut off, kicks it. Tries to skip it and kick it baseline over to Claire in the corner and off her hands out of bounds. So Paris going to come back with the ball. Minute 15 remaining. 9-6 ball game. Paris on top. Jackson using that high ball screen again. Claire doing a good job cutting her off. Trying to back her down the basket. Good help by Alexis. We need to get a rebound. We could not secure it. Cowan thought about three-pointer. Now she's going to drive left side. Dumps it down. No good by Kenny. Gets her rebound up again. And Alexis Cape with a good, strong rebound. Good job by Alexis to pull that down. We needed that rebound. Claire brings it across. Down to Lauren. Lauren on the wing. Alexis up high. Over to Claire. Claire thought about it from the elbow. Back out high to Molly. Bella thought about it. Alexis back. Looking to dump down low. Nobody there. Molly's thinking about taking her. Nothing doing. Back to Lauren. 23 seconds. Foster being patient. Claire's going to come get it and set something up. Bobby's yelling some offensive instructions off the bell. Almost kicked it away. No good. Little backdoor play to Molly. Molly did a good job keeping possession. Bell with three in the air. In and out. Oh, no good. And rebound by Paris. 6-5-4. They're on the way, on the run. Good job by Claire cutting her off. Oh, and they got a shot in the air at the buzzer, but they waved it off beforehand. Jackson did so.
All right, I'm going to do a couple things here. So, okay, it seems to be recording. All right, go.
We're good? Okay. So just over 6 minutes ago here in the second quarter, 11-8 Paris. Make that 13-8 on a two-point jump stop by Shania Jackson. So 13-8, Paris Lady Hounds. Madison Parker's going to walk it up over to Olivia. Olivia back to Madison, rotated through in the corner. Little 14-foot jump stop and nailed it. Nice job, nice play. So 2 points, Madison Parker makes it a 13-10 ball game. Jackson on the point, directing traffic, walking it up for Paris. Madison on her, trying to get around that high ball screen. Lauren came up on good help, straight up, deflected the ball away and picked up by Frostert. Lauren with a three in the air, no good, little long. Rebound by Alexis Cave, up and back in, nice job. Very big rebound there by Alexis, good job that time. So 13-12 ball game again, Paris just patiently walks it up, looking for a set. Over here, the wing right in front of us, dumped down low. Molly on her. Back high, back to the other side. Three-pointer in the air, no good. Rebound by Cowan. Almost lost the ball. Olivia hustling to get on it, but Paris keeps it. Back to Cowan, dumped it down. Two-handed dribble. Bell, Janiyah the Bell with the two-pointer. Again, our vantage point here is not the best, so I apologize. Madison's going to walk it up. 15-12, Paris. 4:27 to go. Molly up high, over to Madison. Lauren on the cut, nothing there. Back to Olivia, straight on, three in the air, no good, little long. Rebound by Alexis Cave, being strong with it, back up with it. No good. Molly tried to save it, and she was impeded on her save attempt by Jackson. And we're going to keep possession here. Bella Rowe in for Olivia Lloyd. Ross, we're going to set up in the bounds place here. Looks like we're on the four corners. Back into Madison. Alexis back to Bella. Alexis got it on the elbow, extended. Now we're going to set to Bella. We're going to set something up. I'll be yelling some offensive instructions.
Temporarily, we are live and out, so any of you that rejoin us and pick us up, we are really, really, really struggling to keep an internet connection in here, and I've gone to my least favorable object, the wireless in-house here at Bracken, but at the moment, we're back up. Score, 15-12, Paris Lady Hounds over our Brossard Lady Stangs. 3:47 remains here in the half.
And Lauren Mock just fouled on the drive on the left-handed layup attempt by Cowan, which is her second. So Lauren's got two free throws coming here. First one in the air, and it's beautiful, right in the middle. So Lauren with her second point on the night. She's got another free throw coming, makes it a 15-13 ball game. In the game for the Mustangs is Kaith Mock, Kramer, Rowe, and Madison Parker. Second free throw, good by Lauren Mock. Claire Hummel in the game, going to give Lauren a little breather. So 1 point game here in Bracken County. Paris up on us by one. Jackson, the point guard, again walking it up, spouting some instructions to her four teammates. Open palm in the air, calling out that play. Over the wing in front of us. Back high, back to the other wing. Three-pointer in the air. Nothing but net from Dumford, the freshman.
Now she didn't hesitate to pull the trigger and bullseye.
Yep.
18-14, Lady Hounds push back to a four-point lead. Again, if you're reconnecting to us, my apologies. You know, this is a tough place to broadcast out of on normal days, and then with the huge crowd for the championship game of Bracken, I thought that we would be okay once we got back up and running. We are not, and right now we're on the in-house wireless here at Bracken, so we will cross our fingers.
So back to live action here. Paris got the ball on a Brosser turnover, looking to add to their four-point lead. Claire to interrupt. We got a jump ball. Nice job by Claire. She's got definite size and weight advantage. But Claire did a good job. Got two hands look like on the ball on the shot attempt, and official called the tie up, jump ball, but Paris going to keep it on the possession arrow. So Jackson looking inbound underneath, gets it to White. White out high, Bella guarding Dumford. Dumford's going in the house with the left hand, blocked by Alexis Cave, picked up by Bella Rowe, bounce pass over to Madison. Madison,
ooh, nice move.
Little crossover, didn't get it. Lexus kept the rebound, kicks it back out to Madison up high. Lexus with a nice dump down to Molly with a left hand, beautiful. Little high-low, Molly finished with a left hand, and
good
a two-pointer.
Job. Good finish.
Yeah,
18-16, 2:25 remains here in the half.
So we got a ball game. Paris trying to dump it down low. Kenny with her head down, going to the hole, but she kicks it out. Oliver with a miss for Paris and rebound by Brossard. So Brossard looking to tie or go ahead here. Molly down low. Little pass fake up in, or shot fake, I should say, in and out. Paris with a rebound. Ooh, good crossover there by Jackson. We're going to call a charge, I believe. Yep. Charge taken by Bella Rowe. Great job, Bella stood in there. Took the charge. Made the correct call, and ball's going over. That's that last foul, I think, was that on Jackson? I believe it was. Yeah, second, okay. Her second, team's fifth. We got it right. So 18-16 ball game, minute 55 to go. Madison walking it up. Left side, now over to the right. Straight on the ball.
Oh, Bella Rowe.
In the air, no good. Little strong off the board. One and done. Rebound by Paris. Jackson trying to get to the house. And she does. A little spin move. Even picked up by Alexis on the help, and she still popped it in there. So 2016 Paris on a nice two-point basket by Jackson. Bell off the screen for Mock. Kate from the elbow in there, no good. Rebound by Claire Hummel. Nice job by Claire. She's going to pull it out. Set something up. Had Lauren underneath. Didn't see her. Lauren's out on the elbow. She squares up, shoots. Nothing but net. Good decision there by Lauren. Nothing really happened, and they didn't guard her, so she put it up and nailed it. Nothing wrong with that.
Approaching a minute left here in the half. 2018 Paris on top.
Oh, she picked up her dribble. Madison got on her, but she was able to get rid of it. On the drive. What we're going to call here? Something, I guess.
Two pretty good girls' basketball teams making each other play well here today. Brossard struggling to hit some shots. But, you know, good execution both ends. We're both getting high percentage shots.
Yep.
Molly Kramer with that really athletic left-handed big man basket down inside.
Yep. Good-looking shot. So Bell with a front end on the 1-on-1, good, and she'll shoot one more. Into the three-point lead for Paris. Looking to extend that. A little long off the board. Molly with a strong rebound, gets it to Claire. Claire's going to bring it up. Going to play a little point guard while Madison gets over on the wing. Looking to dump down. Goes baseline, little strong. Ooh. Oh, that's
a
cheap foul.
Check. Yeah, yeah, it is.
They're going to call a foul on Molly, just trying to crash the boards. Both, like you said, a hip check. Bell and Molly both kind of came together, but unfortunately they're going to call a foul on Molly. It's her first. 19th foul. And Jackson's going to be your shooter. So she's going to 1-on-1. Again, only the 19th foul. Bella Rowe back in for Claire. Claire's going to take a break. Paris has got a girl at the table. I can't see who it is. I'm sure for the shooter. First one up and good. She'll get one more. Makes it a four-point advantage here for Paris. Second one in the air. Good. Paris is, or Jackson with 2-4-6, 8-point quarter here so far. She goes to the bench with 38 seconds to go. So Brossard looking at a five-point deficit here. Be nice to get some out of this possession. Madison on the back door to Olivia. Design play, awesome. Very good. Well designed, well executed back door. 2 points, Olivia Lloyd. Paris.
Timeout.
Paris called timeout. 20 seconds even to go here. So the three-point lead Paris calls a 30-second timeout, their first of the game. Again, a 30-second timeout here called by Paris.
Aaron Speaks, the head coach here, the Paris Lady Hounds. And of course, our good friend Kerry Barr, the athletic director, Puck, the one Puck does all. And then I also saw Ivan Rice, the sports doctor, also in the house here this afternoon. So everybody out for the big ball game. The winner of this one will represent region number 10 in the All-A State Tournament. January 26th, that's a Wednesday, I believe.
Yep.
And they will take on the Holy Cross Indians from Covington, region number 9. I don't like that. I wish we played somebody downstate.
I totally agree, but unluck of the draw, I guess you'd call it. So here we go, last 20 seconds of the quarter. Madison D'ing up Jackson. Oh, she made her pick up a dribble. Great job.
Yeah.
She tried to cross over. Madison's hands were just too quick for that. So we're going to get the ball back here with 15.2 to go. Bella's going to check in quickly for player offense here, for defense, I would assume. So we need to get some out.
Yep.
With a three-point deficit, a basket will be big going here to halftime. Madison walks it across. Over to
again,
Bella.
Bella
looking for the back door. Wasn't there. And then Bella turned it over. Yep. Bella, she was waiting for Livy to make the cut, which she did, but it was well guarded. So she kind of hesitated on her dribble, and they call her for it. So back over to Paris, 7.4 to go. Now we need to stop. We're going to pick them up about three-quarter court. Paris is inbound and right in front of their bench. So they got three-quarters of the court to go here in 7.4. And get it in. Madison's on Jackson.
Oh,
got her hands in there again.
Palms up.
Yep.
Deflection.
Just throws up a prayer at the buzzer. Pretty close, but not close enough. So 23-20 at halftime. Brossard on the bottom end of the score. So 10-minute halftime here to work a few things out and get things situated.
Yeah, but I apologize for that. And, you know, I don't know, our AT&T mobile device has done a good job the first couple days, but just didn't want to seem to cooperate here this afternoon for the big game. So we're kind of relying on the Bracken County in-house wireless, and so far so good. Let's take a break. Let's hear a spot for Brossard Athletics. We'll be back to chat at halftime here from the Polar Dome in Brooksville.
At Brossard High School, we believe that championship caliber athletics are the other half of a quality education. Since our boys' cross-country team won our very first KHSAA state championship, 30 more state titles have followed. This past spring, our girls' track team were Class 1A state champions, and our girls' cross-country program are back-to-back state champions and will be looking for a three-peat this fall. Our varsity athletic teams have won 64 KHSAA district titles, 49 KHSAA regional titles, made 75 All-A state appearances, captured a pair of All-A state basketball championships, and an All-A soccer title. In addition, we have won over 94 NKAC conference titles. In short, we play for championships. There is a sport for everyone at Brossard High School. We offer boys and girls cross country, boys and girls golf, football, volleyball, boys and girls soccer, boys and girls basketball, softball, boys and girls bowling, baseball, cheerleading, and boys and girls track and field. In addition to freshman, JV, and varsity teams in most sports, we also offer intramural sports. Our IBL NFL basketball league is wildly popular among our student body. Tennis, sand volleyball, and futsal are also available. If academic competition is your thing, we offer all three levels of academic team competition. Many students have qualified for the state tournament over the last 5 years, and our varsity academics team has been known to dominate local competition. We offer at least 14 different clubs and organizations, including Beta Club, Dance Team, Drama, Drug Free Club, Choosing to Wait, various honor societies, a book club, and even a kindness club. There is something for everyone at Brossard High School. Interested in robotics? We challenge you to engage in Vex Robotics, design, build, and code robots. Come out and find your niche, be it on the hardwood, the gridiron, the diamond, or in the lab or classroom. Be a part of something successful at Brossard High School. You will be glad you did.
Dave Schaubel, Dan Schultz back courtside here at Bracken County High School. We're the Lady Hounds of Paris on top 23-20 here at the half. A lot of good scoring. Brossard with 2, 4, 5 Lady Stangs in the book. Madison Parker with 4, 5 points for Molly Kramer. 2 for Alexis Keefe. 4 for Olivia Lloyd. And 5 points for Lauren Mott. So good spread scoring. We just need a little bit more of it.
Yeah.
The Lady Stangs, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. On the other side of the ledger, Tori Dumford with a 3-pointer. A free throw by Jemiah Bell. And 4 points by Jamie Cow. And normally the bell cow, usually the leader of the scoring for Paris, but it's been Sanaya Jackson who's done the yeoman's work of putting numbers on the board. And she has 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 points here at halftime. The Paris Lady Hounds hitting their free throws. 2, 4, 6, 8 of them taken, and they have connected on 6 of them. So, again, apologize for the connection issues going. You know, it's kind of a rush thing. One game is over. You got to get set up. You try to get on. And just an overflow crowd in here to witness the Bracken County Polar Bears of Adam Reed. And they will cut down the nets following this game, but received the championship trophy for the first time since 1998, defeating the Calvary Christian Cougars by a score of something like 72-50.
Yeah.
So what do we need to do here to win the second half and cut down the nets and punch our ticket back to Richmond?
Well, there's something that sticks out here. I mean, we're getting plenty of shots. Like you mentioned early, you know, we had some great looks at threes and didn't go. Looking at my stats here, we don't have a three in the ball game yet compared to Paris has two of them. So, you know, we get a couple threes to fly, or fall, I should say. We're getting to the rim, but about 3-4 possessions in a row, we're kind of short-armed some layups, and that was because of defensive pressure and some contact, but got to play through that. So I think it's just, you know, stay to what we do good. You know, take the open three if we got it, try and get to the rim. Hopefully get an offensive rebound or two, which Alexis Cave did on a couple occasions and Molly did as well. And then it starts with our defense up high. I mean, towards the end of the half there, I don't know if Jackson maybe got a little bit of tired or whatever, but Park was able to get some deflections and do what she does best with his long arms and quick feet defensively. So we need to keep that up and get some takeaways.
I can see this. Lady Stang's charge out of the locker room. So sprinting out of the locker room with 2 minutes, 34 seconds still on the clock. The Holy Cross Indian coaching staff in the house to take this one in, to scout this one, knowing that the winner of this game will be their first-round opponent a little on down the road, January 26th, in the Big House at McBrayer Arena. I don't know. Lady Stangs, 10 wins, 4 losses. We're like a box of chocolates. You don't know which Brossard girls team is going to show up. If we would be hitting some of the three-point shots that we have taken, which have been pretty good looks, not ill-advised shots,
right,
high percentage stuff,
great,
you know, we would be on top here. But not to be. We are still looking for our first one, and Saniya Jackson with 12 points has been a bit of an issue. So hopefully, as the Lady Stangs now head toward the cafeteria end of the gymnasium, and we turn those cold hard steel rims on the opposite end over to the Lady Hounds, the fortunes will shift. Momentum will climb in a green Brossard uniform, and we'll have a successful second half.
Yeah, I would agree with what you said. I mean, we haven't taken a bad shot. I mean, there's good shots and bad shots, obviously, but we've always taken good shots, good high percentage shots. But you know, if we keep crashing the board, they're big. That's number 11 out there, Kenny. She kind of reminds me a little bit of the girl we faced in the state tournament last year.
Oh, well, yeah,
big girl. She was goodness. She was 6'4", 6'5", probably. I don't know, maybe not quite that tall, but she was big and she was twice as wide as Marie. And you know, we had trouble with her. We thought
we
could wear her down.
She was the one with the pink hair.
Yeah, she had different hair and all that. And but she could play. She was actually a really good ball player. We thought, oh, we'll wear her down by pushing the ball down the floor, and they rested her properly, and she stayed fresh the whole game. So maybe we can do that with Kenny. I mean, you know, she's a big, strong force underneath.
Well, I'm sure Bobby will have a plan, you know, to see if our defense can limit the scoring production of the Hounds here in the second half. We'll say a quick prayer to the internet gods that we may continue to maintain the signal, because I'm down to my last bag, the last rivet in my bag of tricks to get us up operating, and I'm just happy that we are back. And we will have a complete, a rather complete replay when I get home and glue the recordings together. So here we go, second half underway, and the Lady Stangs in possession of the ball. First three-point shot of the half underway, and we're tied. Molly Kramer drains the three. You got it.
Good design play there. Madison Kane, right side on the wing. Molly just stepped outside of three-corner. They kicked it back to her, and she confidently took it and hit it. So as we speak here, Paris tries to dump it down low. Fentley almost intercepts it, but Paris keeps it. Again, they're trying to use Kenny's size and the advantage down there, but so far no good. Parker D'ing up Jackson. Again, gets a deflection and a steal.
Wow.
So just like we talked about, to the house, left hand, no, little long. Rebound by Libby Lloyd, back up, no good, and we're going to have a quick jump ball here.
Where's my jump stop?
Yep.
We did the freshman game last night. The Brossard guys defeated Newport Central Catholic at home, and it was a good ball game. But, you know, man, Dominic Haddon many times had the advantage going strong to the hole, but just put it up with such force that it wouldn't go.
Yep.
I got to teach him a jump stop.
Yeah, it's an old trick, easy to teach.
We'll have to hire Trevor Beasel.
There you go. All right, ball turned over here. Brossard with a deflection. Madison looking to push. Trying to look down to Molly.
Mm.
Lauren down to Bentley in her corner, but a little long. Rebound off to Cowan, and we're going to go the other way. Paris looking to run here a little bit. Two-pointer. Jackson just a little pull-up, about a 19-footer right inside the three-point line, and nailed it. So good-looking shot there. Gets her 14 so far on the night. Brossard down two. Madison looking to set something up, trying to get to the house on the right side.
And a souvenir for the fans next to us.
Almost came our way. So Brossard's going to keep the ball. Far possession. Out to Madison. Madison walks it over to the middle of the floor, right on the Bracken County emblem. Over to Bentley. Bentley with a pass fake. Over to Molly. Straight on again. Ball a little high.
Oh,
we'll take the banker.
Open.
Molly with a banker. We'll take it. Gives us a 26-25 one-point lead. So we'll take them any way we can get them here. Now let's D them up here, girls. To Madison. Got through that high ball screen. Jackson. Molly with a deflection. Almost stole it away, but they keep it. Ball in the air. We need a rebound, and Lauren gets it. Get her off. Oh, no. What are we going to call? Yeah, we're going to call it, which is the right call. foul on Brooklyn White. Her first and the team's first in the second half. So coach wanted to jump over there, but that was a correct call. They had a lot of arms.
It attacked our rebounder.
Yeah, exactly. Lord did a great job boxing out and securing it. Livy Lloyd on a point, looking for the Joey. Handoff to Madison. Who I thought was going to be a little strong, but it stays home. The Molly with a handoff to Madison. Good, strong drive to the right. Up and in.
3-point lead for the good guys, 28-25.
Madison D'ing up Jackson. Jackson trying to back him off. Cowell down on Bentley. Bentley with a good defense, but Cowell with a nice drop step and a two-pointer.
I love to see that. Unfortunately, yeah. It was against us.
She just looks very athletic, like she can play.
Well, she can play. She is their leading scorer.
Lauren with a jump stop. Nice. Very nice play. She tried off the old Joey handoff. They cut her off. She just jump stopped and popped about a little 12-footer. Nice play by Lauren for the two. The Bross are back up by three again. Jackson being D'd up by Parker. Head down, trying to go somewhere, nowhere to go. Cowan comes and gets it high. Mock guard here, spin move. Lori, Molly tried to get in there for the deflection. I think they're going to get. They called Molly for the foul. So it's only her second, first of the first half. Here comes Alexa Kaifin, going to replace Molly. And Bella Rowe.
The roster is three. And I may have heard it wrong.
So Olivia and Molly to the bench. We got Alexis and Bell in.
Off the ball foul. Dead ball foul.
Bella Rowe for the foul.
Bella Rowe playing too rough.
Her first foul, team second. Another foul. There we go. Who
dead ball foul.
42, I believe.
This will go against Brooklyn White of Paris. So the ball was never inbounded and two fouls registered.
Yep.
And Brossard now back in possession of the round ball.
Yep. That's White's second foul. Second and a half. Lauren thought about it up high. So we got it to Madison. Back to Lexus, who's up high now. Over to Bentley. Bentley on a little drive. Sets her feet and drills it. Good looking shot there by Bentley. Almost a little pass fake or kind of threw him off with her eyes and didn't think she was going to shoot it, but she
did. I didn't either.
Ah, now Bentley just committed her fourth, though.
33-27.
So Bentley's going to get an extended rest here as Cora Birch hustles into the game. So Bentley hits the big three and then a little bit too much on the defensive side. Lexus on Cowan, way down the corner in front of the coach. He's trying to drive. Lauren on help. I don't know how you can call that.
She is standing absolutely still.
She initiated the contact.
Right.
That's not a good call.
That's a tough call.
Yeah. So Lauren Mock gets called for a second, which is a team four. She came over on help, standing still, like Schaub said, and they called foul on her. Now they're going to call another one on Lauren.
Yeah, they are.
Goodness.
Bodies fly.
Now that was a foul, but not.
Yep.
Gives her two quick ones, which makes three for her. So we're getting a quick foul trouble here.
That's
our 15th foul here with over four minutes to go.
And this will send Jackson to the free throw line to shoot two.
Actually, Cowan.
Cowan, 24.
But she made it, so their other lady scores. So Cowan makes it first. She'll shoot one more.
24.
Yeah, 24. And so Kenny going to go to the bench for the Lady Hounds. What we got here? I think Lauren's got a bloody nose. Bloody something. Maybe like the...
Maddie Kim made the trip down, so she is got the gloves on, got the gauze pads out, and ready to tend to the Brossard senior.
So Molly and Olivia back in quickly, replacing Lauren, and Cora Birch goes to the end of the bench to talk to Coach Franzen. As Cowan hits her second one, so... 4-point advantage here by Brossard, 33-29, just at 4 minutes to go. Going to walk it up. Bella with a left-handed layup, off a little bit, tried to get the rebound by Olivia, nothing there. Cowan thinking about three, she's going to drive. Lexus with a block, and out of bounds. So no foul call here. Just a good block by Lexus Cave. Out of bounds. Paris is going to keep possession.
It. Thank you very much.
Cora Birch hustling in. Molly's going to go out. Cora's going to apply that ball pressure. Doing a good job of it. Got the deflection. Cowan almost dribbled it out of bounds, but somehow she got it. Going around and around and around. Blocked again by Lexus.
Oh,
unfortunate. Cowan's shot was blocked by Kate. 42. That's White got the rebound. Then Cora fouled her on the shot back up. Down the basket. She's going to get a free throw. Foul on Cora, her first, team six, so bonus for the rest of the half here. So get yourself a snack and a drink because it's going to be a long half.
33-31. Rossard still maintaining that lead at the line. White to complete the three-point play.
No good. Long, high rebound, but came down with Madison. Ross with a two-point lead. Madison setting them up. In front here, right in front of us to Lauren. Lauren to Molly. Lauren with a cut. Nothing there. Olivia thought about the three-pointer straight on. No good. Back to Molly up high. Madison, we're going to reset. We'll spread them out here a little bit. Madison to Lauren. Wing right in front of us. Lexus Cates got the ball high. Up high. Down to Madison. Tries to dump down Lauren. Nothing there. Looked for the post entry, but it was defended well. Madison again on the reset. So third try here on this possession. Foster being patient. Nothing wrong with that. Now Molly has it. Back to Lexus. Back over here to Lauren. Lauren looking for a cutter.
Ooh,
Molly was there. Still posted up. Got it to Molly. Molly the ball on the floor. Little baby hook with the left side. Left side. A little strong. Good opportunity. Town with the rebound. Paris trying to run. Shot blocked. Three-point shot blocked by Olivia. Lexus pulled down the rebound. So great job there defensively. Molly's got it again on a low block. This time she's going to finish
it. I like this one.
Yes. She got right around Bell and went to the hole. So Molly seen she had an advantage and took advantage of it.
8 points for Molly Kramer here in the third period. 13 on the night. 35-31. Brossard advantage. Minute 56 to play in the third period.
A little one-handed baseball pass over from Jackson over to the elbow. We're going to call here. He's pointing to Lexus. I don't know what we... Nope. Oh, my God.
Box whistled as the two big ladies engaged each other.
Goodness, I don't know. Maybe I need to clean my glasses, but I didn't see much going on there at all. So that's unfortunate. That's four fouls on Lauren with minute 48 to go in her third. Going to send her to the bench. White with the first free throw in the air and good. She'll get a second on the bonus.
I hope we don't come back to have to remember that and discuss that particular play.
No, I would agree. Free throw in the air, and it's good. So White hits them both on the controversial call, we'll say. So Rochester still with a three-point advantage, 35-32. They forgot to start the clock.
Please.
Yes. Yes. Must have been a little discrepancy
yeah.
in the scores table.
Well, they only hit six. They only hit six on the scoreboard.
It's seven. You're right. You're good. Yeah. Official asked us.
Checking with us.
Yeah.
To see how
that's
many
bad.
Fouls.
Oh.
That's right.
All right. Molly kicks it back to the elbow to Madison. A little short. Oh, okay. The hustle for the rebound. Cowan got a hand on it, but dribbled it right on the baseline. So Brosser gets a break there. Going to keep possession. Bella Rowe back in for Claire. And the 35 to go in the third. Rossard inbound underneath our basket. Looking for something. Bella still looking, still looking, still looking. Gets it in to Madison. Madison going to dribble out high. Try and set something up. Back to Lexus with a turnaround, stop, bounce, bounce. No good. Molly crashing the boards. Gets it back to Lexus and she gets fouled. Big rebound by Molly Kramer. Came out of nowhere. Secured the rebound. Kicked it back to Lexus and she gets fouled.
She timed it. I was afraid she might hit the end line. She was coming so hard.
Yep.
However, she does not. Keeps it alive. Cave gets fouled. We'll go to the line and shoot two.
First one up. A little long by Alexis. Come on. Claire back in the game, and Jill Pardo going to make her first appearance as Bella and Madison Parker go to the bench. Alexis eyeing up her second free throw. It's in the air and good. So one for two for Alexis. We'll take that.
We'll take it.
Gives us
come away with one.
Yep. 3-point advantage. Jill D'ing her up out high. Good job by Alexis. Wow. A lot of contact there. Cowan just kind of threw up a prayer and it was answered.
6 points in the period for Cowan. Double figures, 10 points on the night.
1 point game. Claire running the point. Jill with it on the wing. Looking for somebody. Gives it to Molly. Molly to Claire. Claire wanted to dump it. Ooh, kind of a... Get in there. Yes!
Yes!
Molly Kramer with a big offensive board stick back. Gets fouled by Jemiah Bell, which will be her second and the team's fourth. Claire was a little uncertain whether she wanted to take the shot, but she did jump stop from about 12 feet. A little short. Molly pulled it out of the air, went right back up with it, and got hit. So, big break there for us, but a good hustle play by Molly. Molly playing a big one tonight. Free throw
double
in the air.
Here in the period.
Money, money, money. Molly's feeling it right now.
39-35. Brossard on top four. 44 seconds remains here in the
need
period.
Need to stop here. Ooh, good dump down. Lexus could have got called for the foul. Ball bounced around. Claire pulled it out of there. There's definitely a foul. Oh, my goodness.
Line.
That girl had Claire's arm and all over.
Once again, once we are in possession of the ball, protect the rebounder.
Couldn't agree more.
Let them battle for it. But once we establish possession, you got to protect us.
Yep. So Paris ball underneath. Molly to the bench for a breather. Madison back in. Jill on the ball. Cowan around to Case. She just comes in crashing, but Lexus did leave her feet on that one. So. So her first foul, but the team's eighth, and Cowan's going to shoot two more free throws where she's been 5 of 5 on the night so far. And Megan, so it bounces off, so I'll give her to Jinx. So Bell and Molly back in, and Jill and Claire to the bench. So 29.1 to go. Holding on to the 4-point advantage. Cowan eyeing that second free throw. Little long. Rebound by Molly. What are we going to call her? We got a foul. Okay. Brooklyn White. Talk about protecting the rebounder. Yep. That time it worked.
Yeah,
Molly secured a rebound and got hit by White. So that's only the fifth team foul. So not in the bonus yet. 27.2 to go. Brossard 4-point advantage. Be nice to get something out of this going into the fourth quarter here. So Madison looking over to Bobby. Coach Parker gives her a
tap on the
head. Going left. Looking for the back door. Not there.
And well defended.
Yep. They see me coming. So that's fine. Plenty of time. 12, 11, 10. Madison getting him in the right spot. Trying to get him there. 5-4. Oh, I
call a travel. Don't call the charge.
Yeah, I'm going to. Anyway, okay, Madison Parker called for the charge, so her second.
She was a bit desperate, time running out. The
team's
clock
ninth,
is down to
2.7. Sick. Ball in the air, going to be short. So no good. So 4-point advantage here going to the fourth.
All right, so Brossard has overcome our 3-point halftime deficit and now surges ahead 39-35 with 8 minutes to play here in the 10th region. All-A Classic Championship girls game.
Pretty much carried us that quarter was Molly Kramer with
19-point quarter.
3-6-9, 11-point in that quarter, yeah. So a big quarter for us offensively overall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more players scored. Three-pointer by Bentley. Lexus with a free throw. Lauren with two and Madison with two. So I guess the big story we got here is we got two starters on the bench with four. We got Lauren Mock with four fouls. And we got Bentley Fisher also with four. So the girls have came in and played some good minutes for her, really helped pick it up. Molly's kind of put them on her shoulders here offensively, and we got a 4-point lead going into the fourth.
So good ask and answer basketball. The girls come to play today. Two pretty good high-quality 10th Region A teams duking it out. See who takes home the heavy hardware. Punches their ticket for a trip to Richmond in the A-State.
So the Brossard ball to start the fourth quarter. And Madison looking for a high ball screen from Molly all the way to the house from the right side, and the ball's blocked.
Yeah, from behind.
Yeah, by Jackson. A good hustle. She recovered quickly, but she blocked, and she blocked it out of bounds, so she's going to retain possession.
Good speedy take there by Madison Parker.
Lauren and Bentley with those four fouls, both starting this quarter. To get the ball in, but barely. But it's in the steady hands of Madison Parker now. She walks it out with the right hand. Way out top of it. Bracken County emblem, going to set it up, looking for the screen from Molly. Didn't quite use it all the way to her advantage. Back to Olivia Lloyd. Way back to the other side, right in front of Coach Parker. Bentley back to Olivia. Madison, here we are again. Going to set it up high. Reset. Frosser being patient to Bentley in her favorite spot. There it is. Ball in the air. Oh, a little long. Shot looked good. Rebound by White. Parrish is going to go back on offense.
Yeah, she was set. Uncontested shot, high percentage.
Yeah, I was going to name that spot the Bentley Fisher spot, but not just yet. The three-pointer in the air by Tori Dumford, the freshman, and a three-pointer by her to start the fourth quarter. So,
back to a one-point ball game.
One-point game. Mattis again walking it up. Looking to get something going. Bentley over to Molly. Molly to Madison in front of us. Back to Lauren, straight on. Try to drive and cut off. Little back door by Olivia to Lauren, and she's going to get fouled on the shot attempt.
Little high-low action there. It was a good take. Mop got hit on the way up. She'll go to the free throw line, and she'll shoot two.
White, that's her fourth. And team six, but Lauren's got two free throws coming. Come on, Lauren. First one. Bounces in. Good job, Lauren. She'll shoot one more. So who we got? Bella Rowe replacing Olivia Lloyd. Crosser back to a two-point advantage. Looking to add to it. Lauren up. In. Oh, around and around. But it did stay in.
Flushes.
They wanted to come out. The three-point advantage here. 6:33 to go.
9 points on the night for Lauren Mott, the senior.
Bella on Dumford, out on the wing, dumped down, straight up. Yeah. Bentley didn't have much choice. She's got a good size advantage, and Bell with her first basket of the game. So good footwork by Bell. 41-40, Lady Stangs. Bella fought about a three. Not there. Madison to Molly up high. Molly tried to split the defenders.
Yep.
He's got her.
Salvages it.
Oh, what we got here?
I don't know. Timeout. Oh, wow. Ill-timed timeout.
Oh, goodness.
As we come wide open up Main Street and score.
Okay. Yeah, Molly on the drive. It got deflected, and she lost the ball out of her hands, and then she was able to recover possession and kicked it back out to Madison. But Coach Parker's defense, he was a little blocked by that as well.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people between him and Molly was facing us on this side. So, called for the timeout, and he gave it to him. So, that's actually a full timeout.
Just a very brief split there, just enough to cause my blood pressure to surge. Cheerleaders hooping it up. Brossard cheerleaders in the house made the trip up the AA to Brooksville to root for our ladies. Doing a nice job. Some good builds there.
Pretty decent crowd here, too. I can't see everybody behind us, but Paris brought a heck of a crowd, honestly. Yep. Well, look at it now. So, and Brossard always travels well.
Right.
So we got a good one here. 6 minutes, 1 second, 41-40 Lady Stangs, and we're going to inbound underneath our own basket. So we need to get something out of this. Every possession valuable here from now to the end of the ball game. See what Coach Parker drew up. Madison the inbound.
I hope something that gets us a wide open layup up the middle.
Yep. Almost turned it over. Molly corralled it. Jump stop. In and out. No good. Good looking shot. Why not call the jump ball there?
Be careful.
Yeah, but we don't want the foul. So Paris secures a rebound. Back on the offense.
Both teams in the bonus. 5:47 to play in the ball game.
Russell needs to stop. She's almost picking her dribble off it. So Callen got it way up high. Over to the middle. She's definitely right-handed.
Yeah.
There's Bentley. She's going to... that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Well,
Bentley's going to be called for her fifth foul, which makes 10.
And, yeah, from this point on...
yeah. That's unfortunate. She just got caught up on a switch and was playing good hard defense. I mean, she did foul her, but as you would say, she didn't mean to.
She didn't mean to. So from this point on, the Paris Lady Hounds will shoot the double. And right now, Sanaya Jackson goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And that one is wide left.
Yep. Jackson is 4-5. 5 of 7 so far on the night. My calculations are right. She's going to shoot one more. And that one bounces off. So 5-8. Missed them both. Molly secures a rebound. Here we go back on offense.
Lady Stangs dodges the bullet.
We got the stop we wanted, but we paid a price. It was Bentley stiff foul. So Olivia Lloyd looking to get free. Try to get around Dunford. Dunford a little bit two hands on her, so they're going to call for the foul. So let our free throw shooting competition begin.
Yes, they will. So now we will shoot one and the bonus. Hit the first, earn a second.
That's the that was her seventh, yeah. First one good by Olivia.
She does.
We got to do to win this ball game. Win the competition from the foul line, and we'll come out victorious. Second one in the air, just like the first one. Two of them for Olivia Lloyd. Back to a three-point advantage, Brossard. Same story here. Jackson going to walk it up. Left hand, back to her right. Use the high ball screen, try to get to the basket. Ball was deflected by Alexis, but still somehow managed to get in. So two more points for Jackson on the right-hand layup.
16 on the night.
She's pitching a big one here.
Good ball game, though. Good, contentious, back and forth.
Here we go. On the handoff fight.
Minimum jump balls. Ball game, and now another whistle.
White knows it, and she's going right to the bench. Yep.
So, Brossard fouls out Bentley Fisher and the Lady Hounds. Counter with Brooklyn White.
Out. Madison's going to shoot two on the layup attempt. That was foul. So we got Katie Davis, number 25. I don't believe she's been in the ball game so far tonight. So a new face in for the Lady Hounds. Madison has the ball in her hand for the first free throw. It's in the air, and it's a little long, a little long.
A little double shift in her motion there, like she didn't really want to.
No, I've seen that as well. Let's see if she does it again.
This was not a smooth move. Let's see if we can hit this one.
Yeah.
Come away with one.
That was better. Looked better. Yeah, I don't think she wanted to do that the first time. So it's corrected. Two-point lead. Jackson walking it up again. No particular hurry. Trying to get to the rim. Madison D'ing her up. Dumped down by Alexis. Ball's loose but corralled by Bell. Or by Kenny, I should say. Now Cowan has it with that right side. To the house, no foul, rebound. Somehow Paris got it. Three ball in the air. Oh, my. Dunford for her third three-pointer of the night, second of the fourth quarter. And the Lady Hounds take a one-point lead here with 4:14 in the rain. So we got a ball game. Crawford needs the answer. Madison getting them lined up. There's Olivia. Olivia dribble back to the middle, out high to Molly. Molly to Madison. Madison back to the middle. Alexis has it high. Kicks to Lauren. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Drives the high low. Alexis shakes her off like a pitcher shaking off the curveball. Olivia back to Madison. We're going to
back it out.
Set him up. Jen Crawford being patient.
Yeah, I like it.
Lauren.
Open post offense.
Yep. Thought about the cutter. Nothing there. It's just a matter.
They are really wide. For an open post.
Molly wants it. Molly calling for it. Not there. Well, here comes the cutter.
Mock could launch that one.
Oh, okay. Look out. Olivia Corrada almost lost it. Alexis. Lauren with the ball in the air. It's going to be a little long. Rebound by Jackson.
Don't foul her.
Not foul.
Yes. Foul her.
Oh, my goodness.
That was not, well, you know, Madison Parker comes to criticize. but in the situation in the backcourt, that was not a good foul with Paris in the double bonus.
Nope.
Especially fouling Jackson.
She just missed two, so maybe she caught something she can't get rid of. We're going to find out. Nope. She cheered that one. Kirkland good.
46 now to 44. One remains.
Bella Rowe replacing Olivia Lloyd.
3:09, in case you're wondering how much time's left in the game.
Second one. Good. So you're right. Wrong person to foul.
Well, we just didn't need to commit.
No,
that
not 60
foul.
Feet away from the basket, for sure. Okay. Lauren looking to drive. The ball's deflected by Dumford. She's on the way to the house. I think she shuffled her feet. She definitely shuffled her feet. Yeah.
When our defender slid down in front of her, she slammed on the brake and may have traveled.
Well, the problem was that's not what they were looking for. They knew there was going to be contact, so they were looking for it. And there was. I mean, she fouled her, but I think she definitely shuffled both feet on the jump stop beforehand. So, anyhow, fourth foul on Madison, the most important part of this. Tori Dumford, the foul line, first one up, and good.
Double figures now, 10 points, Tori Dumford.
So Paris doing what they need to do to win a ball game, and that's hit free throws in the fourth quarter. So we need to get some stops. Second one up.
Oh, she gets them both.
So, timeout, full timeout, Coach Parker. Good timeout here, definitely needed. And we're
Ladies
looking at a five-point deficit.
Yeah, from down three to up by as many as six at 33-27. And now here in the fourth quarter without, having an explosive output as we got from Molly Kramer in the third.
Yep.
The Lady Hounds hitting their free throws have taken a five-point lead.
And we don't have a basket. We've got 5 points in the quarter, as you mentioned, all from the foul line. 5 of 6 from the line, which is great, but we've got to get some two-pointers and some three-pointers as well. So especially to match him, Dumford's got 2 3-pointers so far herself, a two-pointer by Bell, 2 free throws, and a two-pointer by Jackson. And 2 more free throws by Dumper. So they're definitely hitting their foul shots, and we're looking down the barrel of a 5-point deficit.
Ouch.
Yes.
All right, Father Ed, I don't see you in the crowd, so if you're out there listening in, an extra Hail Mary here might be in order. I lost the services of Mary Schneider, so you're going to have to be the next best thing.
Do what you do best, Father Ed.
All right, here we go. They're not going to pick us up. They're going to let us bring it up and get into an offense. 2:53 to play in the game. Lady Stangs trail 5.
Madison walking it up over to Bella. Little weave out high. Lauren's looking at the basket, dumped down low. The double team comes, and they're going to call the foul. So a lot of animation there. Call that on 25, so that's Davis. That's her first foul. And the team ninth, so from this point on, double bonus. Molly's going to shoot two here, and Lord knows we need them.
Come on, Deer Slayer.
Yeah, this foul was on the floor, so this will
be
the one-on-one.
Molly, one bonus.
Yep.
I already wrote in two, so let's go ahead and hit the first one.
Yep. And she does. Great job, Molly. Now hits this one.
17 points now for Molly Kramer. Big night. I like Molly Kramer a lot.
Yeah, she's all right. Second one in the air. Money. Great job, Molly.
49-46. We close the gap to one possession.
We need every one of them. So the stop here would be nice. Brosser on a little man pressure. Parker with that four foul, just took it away. Molly picked it up. It deflected by Parker. Great job.
Great ball game. Great. I haven't said that about this team this year.
Go. Oh, I thought you almost had a lane. Claire Hummel in the game.
Hummel.
Yep. She's in for Bella. Lauren Mock to the house. We're going to count it. Lauren Mock on the left side. Nice take. Up in. Foul called on.
Charge.
They called a charge?
Offensive foul.
I thought he was doing this.
Yeah. Well, we had an official right in front of us.
That's Lauren missed.
Instead of count the basket and one. It is Lauren Mock's fifth personal, and she checks out with 9 points. I just looked up and saw he had the fist out.
That's not a good call.
I really can't weigh in on it one way or other. I didn't see it. I saw the ball go up off the board in, and then I saw the official on the baseline with that fist straight out. All right, substitute into the game.
Yep.
Here comes Lloyd back in.
Lloyd's in. We're going to have to correct the scoreboard because they gave us a basket. The scorekeeper was thinking like I was, but we're both wrong. So 3-point deficit, 2:14 to go. Lauren out of the game. Bentley out of the game.
Rossard full court deny in timeout. Paris.
Yep.
She's a ball game. It's a good one, and we're playing well.
One timeout.
One of the things this ball club has had problems with is cohesiveness and putting four good quarters together. But 49-46, great ball game. We're hitting our free throws. Molly Kramer with 18 points. Grossert with 1, 2, 3, 5 players in the book. Ask and answer basketball. Lead changes, and down the stretch they come.
Well, I was looking for our first basket of the quarter there on Lauren's take, but they wave it off. And
you know, when he first blew the whistle and went to signal, nobody moved in this direction.
Right.
Everybody stayed as though they were going to count it and we were going to shoot one.
Yep. Not to be, so we need to make something happen on the short end of a 3-point deficit, 2:14 remaining. Looks like we're probably going to pick up full court here. Going to go with Olivia Lloyd, Alexis, Madison, Molly, and Claire Hummel. So all good defenders in there. Claire and Madison make something happen up on the ball like we did on the last possession. We definitely need a stop. Cowan the inbound. But we're going to play a little kind of a 1-2-2.
Yeah, a little run jump.
Yeah.
Trap. And
there it is.
And they throw over.
Throw over top. Yep. Good job. But she turned it over.
Boy, that was not a good shot. That was not a good shot at all Corey Dumford.
That can't be what coach wanted there.
Not at all.
So,
however, a held ball, but the possession arrow is going to award the Lady Hounds the basketball underneath their own basket. 2:02 to play in the game.
We need that stop. Jackson thought about it. She's going to pull it out. I don't know what their hurry is, but she just threw it out of bounds. Nope, threw it right to Olivia. Olivia Crowder for it went out of bounds.
So Brosser back in possession of the ball. It's a one-possession ball game.
A little surprise there. Paris with a 3-point lead.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's like, here's your hat, what's your hurry? But
it's like they're down 5 or 6, you know.
Right. Green by Madison. Madison going to the house, gets fouled. No call. Ooh. Goodness gracious. And she's over her back. Claire just took it away. Somehow we got possession away.
Timeout. Timeout, Garen Parker, 1:31 to play.
Wow.
Lady Stangs trailing 3.
I know I'm pretty critical of the stripes all the time, but how do you not call that foul? She got a foul. You could take your pick. 3 different girls fouled Madison, and then on the box out, she's boxing out for her own shot, and the girl just
reached
over
top
of her. You
have to reward the fact that she was able to get there cleanly, and then bodies fly, you know, play on. You know, and I know when it gets late in the game, they want the kids to decide it, but, you know, what is.
Right.
So what is now is the Brossard Lady Stangs in possession of the basket. Ball.
Yep.
Time out on the floor, Garen Parker.
Yeah, the fortunate thing about that is that somehow Claire ended up with the ball.
Yeah.
After all that.
She just ripped it away from Big Lady Kenny.
Yeah, she sure did.
She just ripped it out of her hands.
Yep, she sure did. So, we're going to inbound underneath. Olivia is going to.
We're going to double stack them at the high elbow.
We need to get some out of this possession. No question about it. Olivia out high to Molly. Molly with ball in the air. Get in there, ball. Yay! Woo! Molly Kramer with a huge 3. Tie this ball game up. Atta girl. Come on, D it up, Madison. Let's go. D it up, D it up, D it up. Pound ball down low. Molly on the defense. Spin move. Garbage up.
Over.
Rebound. Big rebound by Alexis Cape, and she's fouled. Great job, Alexis.
All right, Alexis Cape, if you ever had 2 free throws remaining in your tank here, this would be the time to hit them.
That's a big rebound by Alexis because they were crashing the boards big time, Paris was, and she pulled it away.
Alexis Cave is a big girl. And if Mel Webster's here, he'd tell you her grandfather was an All-Stater.
Yep. Ball up.
Ooh!
Pretty good-looking shot. Bounced a couple times on the rim and off. And she's going to get another. Gets double bonus both ways here, of course. Come on, kid. Ball up. Little long. Missed them both. So tie ball game. Cowan down with a rebound. Gets it to Jackson.
We're approaching a minute. Minute five.
No shot clock required because I know they're going to be in hurt. They caught an illegal screen on Kenny. That is a huge call. Huge call.
So it'll be an off-the-ball player control foul. We will not shoot this. So it's possession. All right, now what do we do? A minute one to play, which is a lot of time. I would say let's get a bucket and then...
And we're going to stack them up at half court. Paris is going to pick up there.
See what our is capable of.
Bella inbound. Ooh, I don't know how Libby came out over that, but we did. The tie ball game. We got the possession arrow. Ooh, almost taken away.
He went right by her defender, but then the weak side help picked her up.
Yep.
50 seconds.
Ross was being patient. Madison trying to stop, go again. She had a third time. You got to call that foul.
Well,
but they're not.
You know, actually,
then they called on Madison. Son
Parker
of a gun.
Initiated the contact, and just like we had our girls standing flat-footed.
Same call down there we talked about in the court.
Yep.
Offensively, we did create the comp. So
Parker just got a little too deep with that.
And she just fouled out of the game as well.
That's not good because she is absolutely the floor general.
Yep.
Checks out with seven. Timeout. Paris 35.5 to play. And is it the big girl?
Yeah, Kenny's going to shoot.
Kenny, for the first time tonight, will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two.
51% from the line for the year. 19 to 37. So 51% shooter.
Well, in the position that we're in with no Lauren Mock and no Madison Parker, I'm going to give her one free throw.
Yep.
And then I'm going to say, okay, we got 30 seconds to go win the ball game.
That's right.
Overtime is not our friend at this point.
Now, a couple misses would be our friend.
Yeah, that would be our friend, too.
And they would be our best friend forever. But 35 and a half to go here. So, yeah, we can get a couple misses. Anything we'll take. Yeah. We're going to get the ball back to 35 seconds on this secure rebound here. So we're going to go with Alexis Cave, Olivia Lloyd, Bella Rowe, Molly Kramer, and, Madison Parker. So our calculations must be incorrect.
No, Parker's still out there.
Yeah, because we both had her for five.
Actually, I don't. One, two, three, and then I drew the line through it because I thought she had fouled out.
Okay.
Parker with now four. All right, so that's a godsend.
Yes,
so now
is.
Maybe
that's
overtime ain't too bad.
Yeah, there's a brick right there. See the left-hander.
Yep.
Threw up a brick on that one. So let's take another another
let's
brick.
Get a rebound.
Secure the rebound. Boxes shooter out, first of all. Lefty, ball in the air. Bounced off. Molly secured a rebound and got pushed down to the ground.
Oh, no time runs off the clock.
Nope.
Or very little. 34.2. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and Molly Kramer's going to shoot two.
And that's Jackson's fourth foul, so that's a big one for them as well. Now we're towards the end of the game here.
49, 49, 34.2 on the clock. Possession arrow favors the Lady Stangs, and Molly Kramer, who's hit a banner night tonight with 21 points, and now we're begging more of her.
Boy, that looked really good. Little long.
Yep.
Right.
Adam Franson getting animated. All right, come on, Molly.
Well, Jackson's getting a little talking to here from the official. I don't know what that's all about, but he's not very happy with the conversation. Come on, Molly. Second one no good as well. Rebound by Perry.
Oh, two Greyhounds came down with it, and in unison took
come
a
on.
Step.
Come on, girls.
All right, here we go. Ball game on the line, 24 seconds.
It's all right. That's really, it ain't a horrible foul. Now Callen is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 7 from the line. She's going to shoot two more. Molly Fowler on the post-entry pass.
Clock reads 22.1.
I'd rather have the ball in my hand to win it. So she could miss one of these. That's ugly. Ooh. But it's right in the middle. Right in the middle.
So now Paris takes a 50-49 lead. 22.1 to play here in the ball game. It's a walk.
A lot of talking from the officials of the Paris players. I'm not sure what it's all about. But so we need a miss. We need to secure a rebound. We got the miss. We secured the rebound. Lexus has got it. Oh, God. She threw it out of bounds. Oh, my God.
She was under pressure down there.
Yeah,
she was under pressure.
I thought Coach Park was going to call a timeout, but
she couldn't find an outlet receiver and then overthrew the next best thing. So now we find ourselves in the situation with 16-4 to play in the ball game, down one, and Paris in possession of the basketball at the top of the key extended.
Lexus did a great job securing the rebound, and Paris had some hands, not really on her arms, but on the ball. I thought they were going to whistle a jump ball, which would have been fine because we got possession. They stayed back on defense, didn't really back off. She was looking for an outlet, like Dave said, and just kind of threw it away. So now we got to pull a rabbit out of our hat here. 16.4 to go. We got to find somebody to foul. I'd foul Kenny before the clock ever started.
Absolutely.
We'll see if she's.
Where are you?
Like she's in the game.
Where are you, Jared Hedden?
Yeah. Yeah, she's. Kenny's going to be in the game, so looking real quick at your free throw shooter.
Yeah, her two left-handed offerings did not look
now
as though they were confidently applied.
Dumper and Jackson are both in the 70s. White's out of the game. Towns a 57-point shooter. She just went 1 for 2. So I'd foul 11 right now before they ever inbound the ball. I just hold her. Well, she don't get intentional, but.
Now they're going to throw into the backcourt, and we nearly get a steal, and now a quick foul.
Yeah. Lexus came. Madison went for the steal, wasn't there. So pretty much design play. Lexus went up and fouled Jackson.
Still plenty of time on the clock. 14.5. However,
we need Jackson to miss one here.
Are going to the free throw line to shoot the two.
And
timeout.
Yep. Trying to ice the field goal kicker here on this one. Coach Parker, good timeout. 30 seconds.
She's been a ball game. Unfortunately, I was caught up in trying to get us back on the air and keep us on the air for the early part of it, which really didn't mean a whole heck of a lot. Brossard trailed 3 at the half, and then
we've been
able to maintain her.
Jackson 7-10 for the night. She's going to have 2 free throws, so 7-for-10 so far. I believe she's about 60-something percent for the year.
All right, here we go again. Yeah. 14.5.
Actually, she's 70% for the year, so miss one would be outstanding.
She must not shoot a whole lot of them. All right, now what are we waiting for?
Bella was going to check in, but I don't know what's going on.
Well, okay, so Claire Hummel is going to have to return to
the guess no time
to
off the clock for this.
All right, here we go.
First one good by Jackson, so a 2-point lead. Bella's in for Claire, so we got Claire, Olivia, Lexus, Molly, and Madison Parker in the game. Again, 14.5 to go. A secure rebound here on a miss, and it's a make.
Yeah, it's
a 3-point deficit. So we're going to need a 3 to tie. Ball into Madison, bringing it up, kicking it over to Bella. 3-pointer in the air. Okay, out of bounds. Molly saved it in off the Paris player, so 5 seconds to go. Plenty of time. I think we need another timeout here, possibly.
Yeah, if we've got one, we need one.
We do. Yeah, the Paris called
Paris
it.
Paris is going to call it. All right, we'll take that. 5 seconds. Brossard's going to get it on an inbound play underneath our basket. 5 seconds in this situation is a long time. All right, let's run that little picket fence play that we ran before for Molly Kramer and go to overtime.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Molly and Bella, looks like Madison anybody can take it. But, yeah, I'd say we're going to maybe run something from Raleigh up high or for Bella maybe on the wing. But 5 seconds, get something quick. We need a three, so we're going to get a rebound. We've got to kick it back out and get it in the air. So,
as I've said over and again, what a great ball game this has been. What a well-played, physical. It's physical, but
yeah,
that's going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's definitely been a good ball game. Still looking for a – we have no two-point baskets in this quarter. Free throws and the lone Molly Kramer three-pointer.
That was, on
another one.
That was on an inbounds
sure
play.
It was, yep. So – we need another one of them right now. So, again, we're going with Alexis, Molly, Bella, Madison, and Olivia Lloyd. Olivia Lloyd, very capable of nailing the three as well.
Yep.
So, we really don't care who takes and makes it. We just want somebody to. So, we're looking for overtime. Our hope here.
All right, Paris now out of the timeout, and Olivia Lloyd will throw it in. We are double stacking them at the
there
high
there it is, the Molly.
Oh! Long. We're going to get another one.
Get in there. Bank in there. Oh!
Oh, and it does not go to Horn Blues. The
Dang,
game
gone.
Ends. And the Paris fans rush the floor as the Lady Hounds have defeated your Brossard Lady Stangs 52-49. We had one really, really good Molly Kramer look, and then kind of a rushed three-point Madison Parker effort. Neither went. Time expired. And this one goes into the history books. It is a 52-49 victory by the Paris Lady Hounds.
Well, we got what we said, the old picket fence, as you call it. We got a good look.
Yep.
It looked good. Didn't go. Madison Parker secured the rebound right foul line extended. Took one dribble out to the three-point line, turn around and fired it up. You know, within time, it wasn't after the clock. Thought it was maybe going to bank in there, but it bounced off the front of the rim and time expired. So, good ball game.
We'll
but just
stay right
like we
here
like.
For the presentation of the all-academic and the all-tournament team. So, Paris punches their ticket to Richmond, the last appearance that they made in Richmond was 2009. So a bit of a drought.
Wow, yeah.
And this will be their eighth appearance. You betcha they have. Zoe Strings, unfortunately, never got to play in the All-A State. She was a great competitor, plagued a bit with injuries.
I think she got hurt last year in All-A, if I'm not mistaken,
did.
Or 2 years ago. So we're waiting on the announcements here.
Yep.
Both teams to their benches.
That for our girls is a heartbreaking loss because we had the lead. There's Ivan Rice out there leading cheers with the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I always call him the Steve Harvey lookalike.
Yeah.
A little shorter than Mr. Harvey, but
I don't see Puck. Maybe Puck would be listening in. Puck must have found a good eatery somewhere.
They're far and few between.
Yeah. All right. So Daniel Fisher, the athletic director here at Bracken County, will advance to center court, and he will be presenting the academic award. And Lexus
Cave
is going to put this plaque in her trophy case. So all academic to Alexis Cave. Has her picture taken with Daniel Fisher. Have to find out who that photographer is. But I saw my lady friend, Carrie Beasles, taking some for us. Madison Parker, well-deserved all-tournament team. Today with 7 points, but man, everything, defense, running the offense, handling the ball, all falls in her lap, and well-deserved. Molly Kramer with a 21-point performance, and she will take home an all-tournament trophy.
Good job, Molly. Good job, Alexis.
So the Lady Stangs come up short here, 52-49, deprive us of a road trip to Richmond a little later in January, but we'll wish the Lady Hounds the best. All academic for the Grahams, and Jamie Cowan is going to take home a lot of hardware because she has just won the all academic nod.
And she's only a junior. She's
got
another year to come back.
Wearing those Boone County Blue shoes.
She sure is.
And the first recipient of the alternate team is Miss Jamie Cowan.
And she can turn right around and head back out again because she has also been named to the all-tournament team. Jamie Cowan,
well-deserved, good player.
All-tournament team as well, Miss Tori Dunford.
And Tori Dunford with 11 points here in the championship game.
Only a freshman.
A freshman will take home a all-tournament team plaque. Feed water it daily. Hope it grows into something major. Hey, shake my damn hand. Adam Reed.
Coach. Congrats.
Nia Jackson. All-tournament. Will?
That's it.
Rossard will now be awarded the bronze basketball representing the runner-up of the 10th region A. I know that we had, this was one of our goals. We had really, really set our sights. But, you know, Paris has been good. I do that poll for WFTM.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, and I have listed Paris, the number two team in the region behind GRC and ahead of Montgomery County and ahead of our Brossard Lady Stangs. And
You're pretty much right on.
Fairness, you know, that's the way things played out.
Yep.
Now 32 minutes, you know, put a couple more minutes on the clock and we could have a different result. And the Lady Stangs hit our chances with our last lead being 44-42, back with 4 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in the ball game. Paris then took over 45-44, 47-44, 49-44 as we fell behind five. Then we tied it up with a minute 21 to play in the game at 49s. And then Paris hits three free throws to seal the deal at 52-49. All right, let's take a break and let's hear a spot for Brossard High School. We'll be back to wrap it up from the Polar Dome after this promotional spot.
Why wouldn't you want to be a Brossard Mustang? Come realize your full academic potential at Brossard High School. The class of 20 earned a composite 24.3 ACT with the top 25%, scoring a whopping 31.6. 23 graduates were National Honor Society members. Two were Governor Scholars. One was accepted to the Governor's School for the Arts, and one to the Governor's School for Entrepreneurs. Over the past 5 years, 97% of our graduates have attended a 2- or 4-year college or university. 85% of our 2020 grads received academic scholarships amounting to $3.5 million. Brossard High School is an investment in your future. Here at Brossard, we offer an academic enhancement program for those diagnosed with a learning disability. Our graduates presently attend 38 colleges or universities, including Bellarmine, Center, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, Rose Holman Institute, Notre Dame, UC, the University of Dayton, UK, U of L, and Xavier. Over $1 million has been raised in support of our various scholarships and endowment funds as a result of the generous donations of hundreds of Brossard families, alumni, and friends. Brossard High School is proud to be a National Blue Ribbon School of Excellence with a student-teacher ratio of 13 to 1. Discover the opportunities that await you at Brossard High School and build a solid foundation for your academic next level and for the rest of your life.
Dave Schauble and Dan Schultz here courtside is a jubilant bunch of Paris Lady Hounds raise the championship trophy for the first time since 2009 and will advance to the All-A State Tournament where they will take on the champions of Region Number 9, the Holy Cross Lady Indians. Well, you know, a funny game, a lot of swings in this one. Paris led 9-6 out of the first period and 23-20 at halftime. Brossard then outscores them 19-12 as Miss Molly Kramer goes hog wild and puts 11 points on the board, and we outscore them 19-12. We take a 4-point lead into the fourth quarter, but then are only able to muster 1 3-point field goal and put 10 points on the board, outscored 17-10. As you pointed out, the big difference here from the free throw line, the Greyhounds hit a 6-point advantage, 19 of 23, while the Brossard Lady Stangs were 13 of 21. So the Lady Stangs led the day by all-tournament team member Molly Kramer with 21 points, 9 for Lauren Mock, 7 for Madison Parker, 6 for Olivia Lloyd, and 3 apiece, Alexis Kate and Bentley Fisher. On the other side of the ledger, 3 double-figure scorers. Sinai Jackson, 21 points, 11 for the freshman Tori Dumford, and 10 for Jamie Cowan. 4 points for Brooklyn White off of the bench, and 3 for Jemiah Bell. So, you know, it was a good for a girls' championship game, a well-played, contentious, physical, go at each other. But, you know, we didn't have 65 jump balls. It wasn't a, you know, long, drawn-out scoring droughts. A lot of action in this one. And, you know, if you get a chance to go back and watch the video, at least of the second half, do so. We will have a complete audio broadcast. For the most part, there'll be a little bit of the first half missing as I was trying to reboot us and trying to salvage the internet connection. But, you know, hey, the Bracken County in-house wireless, which is usually, I find, to be somewhat unreliable, is reliable as they play one of my favorite songs, My Old Kentucky Home. On one end of the floor, the Bracken County Polar Bear Boys are cutting down the net, and at the other end, the Paris Lady Hounds are doing the same. Brossard deprived our 13th all 10th region championship, but few tears will be shed for our ladies, most of which will return for another go at it in 2023.
Any final thoughts? Just a quick point, and you kind of pointed it out. I think it was the 4-minute mark of the third quarter. I remember making the point that this is going to turn into a free throw competition, and it absolutely did that. and whoever wins the free throw shooting competition will win the game. And it did. I mean, you pointed out to 19 for 23 and us 13 to 21. So there's your 6-point advantage. You know, 13 to 21 ain't horrible, but
We would take that on most
nights. Yeah, 17 to 21 would have won us the ball game. So, you know, it is what it is. That's the reason they play the game, but it just shows the importance of free throws.
Well, both Prosser teams, the boys and the girls, will now focus on the remainder of the regular season. Our girls have a date in Columbus next Saturday and will play Macaulay High School, which is not from Cincinnati but is from Toledo or somewhere else. As I saw that. So a lot of adventure, a lot of top-notch competition left for our ladies. And the boys will be back in action this coming Tuesday night in triple-header action at the Side Dome against the St. Henry Crusaders. So until then, it's a shame it wasn't. We go back maybe a little bit to that foul that, was a little bogus. A little earlier than we commented on, but that was just one facet of the game.
Right.
32 minutes of good basketball played, and a champion has been determined.
I was just going to mention that Lawrence foul down here on the charge.
Yeah.
You know, we got a layup, 2 points in the basket, and they wave it off for a charge, so that was a big turning point. A call could have went either way.
There you go. All right, until Tuesday night, live and direct from the Side Dome. Glad we got the majority of this broadcast and all of the second half in. Dave Schaubel, Dan Schultz saying, hey, it ain't a perfect science. And our ladies represented well tonight, but come up short, 52-49. And congratulations to the Bracken County boys and to the Paris Lady Hounds. Good night, everybody, from the Polar Dome here in Brooksville.